Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Lyons moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Buckner moves to third. Easler moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Buckner scores. Easler moves to third. Gedman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Easler moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Gedman scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Nate Snell now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gettman. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Ossie now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to third. Gedman moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easler scores. There goes Gedman trying to get to home. Lacy throws the ball into Dempsey who tags Gedman who's trying to score from second, for the out. Barrett moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Easler moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easler tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Barrett is hit by the pitch. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Glenn Hoffman now playing second base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Rich Dower. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Len Sakata pinch runs for Joe Nolan. Mike Young pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.